realms of Senith.
I think all of you ran into this room and watched a funnelhead run off after swallowing Kazar, or Caesar.
I think that's about where we left off. Our little friend, our adorable, lovable little quote-unquote paladin just got swallowed.
And the mirror went dark, but then it brightens up again. Kaiser pops out, but this time he's in armor.
What?
A little fey banner. And there's a bunch of light shining on him as he arrives in the room. Fairy singing.
Hi, guys! I'm back!
How much time has passed? Just like a few moments, or?
Yeah, just a few moments.
He's like lived a whole life in that mirror.
Hey, Rikara,
I learned how to smite!
Nice! I'm so excited
he's
to see you back.
In now. So does he get like better AC and hit points because he's got the armor and the smites?
No.
It's all glamour?
It's all glamour.
Nice fucking fairies.
But he can smite now, right?
Yeah, he can smite now, I think. Let me make sure.
It's whatever he calls smiting. Just like throwing dirt at people.
Oh, he gets lay on hands. That's what's going on.
Oh.
He calls it smiting. He's like, come here, let me smite you. You'll feel better.
Well, he isn't level 3 like the rest of us?
No, he's like level 1.
Oh.
We need to take him out and train him in our off time. Get him some gains.
From behind you, Arsenal, you hear like some talking in Orcish through this doorway here.
Arsenal understands Orc now, just so you know.
So do I.
Wow.
Everybody here except Kaiser knows Orc. Okay.
That wasn't in the Paladin Handbook, I take it.
No, I don't think it was.
It's in Grungar's.
Or actually, yeah, I was just going to say, maybe he learned how to speak Orc now, too.
Every character, if you want to run Kaiser as a regular character, every character gets at least 3 languages now.
Oh, wow.
Common.
One of them is common. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 of the like standard languages.
And that's why Arsenal got another one and I picked Orc.
Gotcha. Well, the talking seems to be that they're trying to, I can't think of what they would call you guys, like the huntsmen.
Mm. Well, that sounds like a fight and Arsenal
needs
to.
Maybe we shouldn't be in a closet when it happens.
Well, Arsenal needs a potion. That's all I was going to say.
How much healing you need?
Arsenal has 6 hit points, so a lot.
Oh. You don't have potions at all?
No, I have it marked down that I have 0.
Okay, so here's what I can do for you, friend. Like, how many hit points are you lacking? I mean, you have 6, but I don't know what we're shooting for.
My max is 28 now.
28.
So I'm lacking 22.
Okay, so I have a greater potion that you can borrow, and by borrow, I mean consume. That's
44 plus 4,
yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's so many hit points.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then for myself, because I think I'm 21 out of 30, I have a new chick called Goodberry, and I'm going to make them and eat them.
Arsenal has 22 out of 28 now.
Okay, so I only need 9, so here's a berry. So now you have 23. Can you eat berries? They're magic berries, so I imagine you could.
Probably.
Just fits it in his ear.
I mean, he can just crush it and absorb the juices. That's what he does with the potion, is he just, like, smashes them on his skull.
What you guys doing, then?
I feel like if somebody's after us, we need to get out of this enclosed space and find someplace defensible to defend.
Arsenal walks up menacingly.
Or that.
Oh. I guess we can start rolling some initiatives here.
Oh, boy.
The orc got an 8.
Well, Arsenal got a 6.
I got an 18.
Where'd I put it?
Should be under Clash. Can he not access it?
Oh, it moved just like to the far right now.
Yeah.
Same icon though.
Yeah. It's like what order the modules load is the order they show up there. They're not the same. It's really annoying, actually.
I'm used to being like right next to players, so it was not there when I was looking at that specific spot.
I don't know if you can move them or not.
I don't know how to edit my speed, but it's not 30.
What's your speed?
35.
Wow, you move so fast, so good.
Mine's the only one that has the speed, and it bothers me that it's not accurate. You just wait till I cast Longstrider.
What's Rikara's speed?
40, and I rolled a 13 for initiative, by the way.
All right, looks like, Tia, you get to go first.
So the situation is as presented here. There's one orc in that room that we came from.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to draw my blades as I charge in there, and I don't mean charge as like a specific sort of action, but the visual of it. And this has changed, so I gotta look at my sheet a little bit. So if it works the way as I understand it, I think I have to attack with my short sword first.
Sure.
You can if you want, but if you want to, like, short sword or, like, rapier, short sword, rapier, whatever works, as long as you attack with it at least once.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still reading it as though it's important, but that's just whatever. Anyway, I'm going to attack with my short sword, which that is a 19 to attack.
That's a hit.
And then I'll use my rapier, but my short sword has that vex thing where it gives you advantage on the next attack roll, which wasn't necessary because the second roll sucked. So that's a 20 total for that hit also.
Yep, two hits.
So I need a d8, d6, and then that d4 of psychicness.
Jesus.
Nice.
And that's plus 6, so that's 17.
Okay. You just go in there and slaughter that guy.
Here you go.
And then two more arc come charging in.
I was going to say he next.
You hear a horn being blown through that entrance. There was an entrance here.
Yeah, there was like a beaded curtain or something like that.
A rock curtain, yeah.
Rock beads. So do they enter before the end of my turn or after?
You can continue your turn, yeah.
Because if so, I'll just like, this guy goes down and I just charge over to snort an orc. Glare at him because I don't have any actions left. And that's my turn.
You're snorting an orc? That's crazy.
No, he's snorting orc. I'm Tia.
In that case, it's for Kara.
Okay, so I am going to move in here. Let's see. 5, 10. Can I sneak past Arsenal?
Yeah, you can get past
through.
Him.
Yeah, you can move through friendly squares.
Thank you. 15. And then I'm going to stay right here in this. Then it ended up going farther than I wanted it to. Go back. There we go.
Is that where you wanted to be? No.
Yes. No, I got to be here.
Snapping all over the place.
Is this where you wanted to be?
No.
Here?
Sure.
Musical squares.
All right, what do you do next?
Okay, so I am going to take my arrow, my bow and arrow, I should say, not just my arrow, shoot at the one kitty corner across from me, not the one that Tia's taking care of or slaughtering. I'm going to have my own orc to slaughter here, hopefully, if I roll good. And I don't. I got a 6, and there's absolutely no way that, because that would just be a 10.
Okay, yeah, that's a miss. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn, because I can't punch him, because he's out of range.
Okay, Arsenal.
Arsenal's gonna move up to... Actually, he's gonna do what he can to sort of block off that entrance, and he's going to probably just smack the snorting orc. It's an 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
For 8 bludgeoning damage, and he's sheathed in booming energy. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Okay. What can he do? He's got a new attack now. Oh, he missed. Damn.
Blade? That sounds awesome.
Yep. I was just going to say, it's like a mushroom fungus in the shape of a blade.
That's pretty cool.
It couldn't be like an actual blade covered in mushroom fungus?
I mean, it could be. It's D&D. We can do whatever we want. All right. This orc has got a great axe. I don't know which orc it is. Calm orc. 22 to hit Arsenal, I think, is actually a hit.
Oh, yeah.
8 damage on Arsenal.
Well, good thing he healed.
It's going to move here. Snorting orc is going to... Good thing he healed. Yeah, sorry about that. On Tia, is 15 to hit?
No.
16 AC, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Another orc tries to come in and runs right into Arsenal. But that's the end of his turn. However, you hear the door unlock and then open up, and you see a soldier, a clockwork soldier, standing there. Its head spins in a circle, its eyes turn red, and you hear an alarm klaxon start sounding from it.
Man.
It's going to attack that orc, the calm orc.
Oh, so it's on our side.
Tia, it's your turn.
I don't think it's on anyone's side.
Yeah, not necessarily. I think it's on the side of get out of my house, all of you. My turn now?
Yep.
I'm going to slash and bash the snorting dude. So I have a 17 and a 19.
Both are hits.
That's terrible. Plus 6 is 11.
But you do kill it.
I believe that's my turn, BTW.
Vakara, then.
I am going to take a shot at the calm orc. 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. 1d8 plus 2 for damage. So 9 damage there. And
are you going to do your d4 thing?
Yeah, I thought about it.
I don't think it actually uses any of your resources, so.
So it's just another damage. Action.
1 damage.
Yeah. So 10, I think, damage total?
Yep.
All right,
he's down to 5 out of 15.
Nice. All right, so that's my turn.
arsenal.
Could you look up the push weapon mastery?
I put that right on my character sheet because I didn't have to look it up every time.
Oh, I probably should put it on mine, but I forgot to.
The push mastery says if you hit a creature with this weapon, you can push the creature up to 10 feet straight away from yourself if it is large or small.
And Warhammers have that, correct? I think they do. I'm pretty sure
correct.
They
yeah, that's did correct.
When I looked up. So the orc that is right next to Arsenal, I can't really see his name. I think it's the Wise Orc. Arsenal is going to try and hit him. It's a 15 to hit.
Yep.
So he gets pushed 10 feet back. He's sheathed in booming energy, and that's 11 bludgeoning damage.
All right, he dies because you like push him right in back into the rock beads. Takes environmental damage.
You know what's nice about that push thing now is you push him back, so they have to come back to you and take the booming energy.
That
damage.
Is exactly the point. Yep.
Yep. I love it. All right, that's your turn.
Yep.
All right, Kaiser with his spore blade. Oh, he hits, and he does some damage. Oof. 3 damage. Clockwork's turn. I think that's high enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Calmark dies. And it comes in and a bunch of steam is pouring out of its ears. Arsenal, you know this to be a sentinel. And this place has just been alerted to your presence. Tia, yeah. It's your turn.
So he definitely hates us too then, yeah?
It's starting to take attacks at Kaiser right now.
Go for it. With them blades. Yeah. I don't know if this is relevant. I don't know what clockworks are or aren't like vulnerable to or resistant to, but our weapons are silver. That matters.
Lightning.
I think that only applies to werewolves.
And fae.
No? Or if you're on the astral plane, maybe. Though that might be a special kind of silver. I'm not sure.
So I rolled a 7 and a 15.
15 is a hit. Wait, yes. Yes, it is.
Just barely.
That's plus 3 and that's 10. If it matters, I can't see what the number on the d4 is. Is it a 1?
I didn't see the roll.
I think it's a 1, and that's psychic.
Oh, that might matter. Yes, it takes 1 less damage.
So psychic doesn't do anything to it?
Nope. Okay, that's your turn?
That is my turn.
Rakara.
I don't know if arrows are going to do much, but I'll give it a try. 16 to hit?
That's what you need.
Okay, perfect. So 4 damage, and... another 4 damage, so 8 damage total. And that's my turn.
All right. I don't think your bow is magical, right?
No, not yet.
What about Tia? You said silvered, but I don't think it's a magical slashing thing?
No, I don't think any of our weapons are magical yet. We don't have the funds for that.
Arsenal's is.
Well, it is your turn, Arsenal.
From this angle, if Arsenal is able to hit, would he be able to shove it back into that whatever he came from? It's a 16 to
50%
hit,
chance that it flies into Tia, 50% chance it flies down the hallway. Because you're going to hit it right into this thing. So I'll say yes. Yes, you can direct it based on how you hit him with the hammer. So
yeah. So that is a 16 to hit.
Yep.
Oh, that's 14 bludgeoning damage. I think he's down.
If it's magical, he's down immediately. So yep. Actually, he doesn't go flying down the hallway. Just his head does.
Yeah.
So
clockwork on clockwork violence. Or actually, Arsenal's not clockwork, but he is a construct. Construct on construct violence.
Makes sense that you'd have the means to dispatch the other constructs. But forget what I was going to say. No. So he has obviously alerted this place to our presence, and he's a clockwork. Are we not here for some sort of a clockwork guardian?
I do believe that is our goal here.
Because, like, at first I'm like, you know what? Whatever's going on here, we don't need to be a part of it. And then I remembered that this might be why we're here. So I guess we must go deeper.
You do still hear orcs, and they're shouting, and they're asking for, you know, where's the fighting and the action?
Oh, so if they are as squishy as the ones they were just fighting, maybe we should, like, go further that direction and try and, like, pick up the front guys, you know, because, like,
before
they're
before we get flanked. Yeah,
they're obviously going to keep coming for us. More clockwork might come for us, too, but let's get rid of the orcs first. So from that encounter that we just had, would there be any indication as to whether force damage might be useful against the guy?
The clockwork? Yeah. Probably.
Maybe I'll just use Hunter's Mark next time, because it's force damage now. It used to be, like, just weapon damage, but now it's force damage.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and roll either an Arcana or a History check on Tia.
Could Arsenal roll that?
Yes, you could as well.
Yeah, I didn't roll too well.
I have an 11.
They're vulnerable to lightning. Resistant to, I already suggested, non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, slashing. They're probably immune to psychic. You got that impression. Poison as well, so.
But force, they might take full damage instead of it being halved.
Right.
That seems like a good strategy for in the future, as far as things I can do.
You know that there's pretty strong orc. These were probably just like your normal orc. These are bandits, I should also add, right? So you don't expect them to all be a lot of trouble, but there has to be more that are pretty strong.
Yeah, well, we started with 20, stretched 3, and then last time, 2 more. So that's 15 minus another 3 is 12. So we're getting there. We can pick the squishy guys off first, maybe.
Do I need to load up the other map? Are you going to charge through?
No, I just kind of want to, fortify. Like, we kind of rushed in here after those guys that, stole our mushroom man. I was thinking that maybe we should backtrack our steps a little bit, see if we can pick off stragglers that might be coming in after us, and kind of, fortify. Because I don't want to go forward and deal with clockworks and have orcs at our back, you know?
All right, well, Arsenal, if you peek out, I'm going to guess Arsenal peeks out because he was just trying to, I think.
Yeah, I was going to head out there, but it's a totally different map.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they updated Owlbear quite a bit. So one of the things they added is, you can't go through the obstruction lines. It's really nice. Not so nice, but here, I'll show you. See, there's no map loaded yet. I can load it up, though. I literally have it right here, so.
Well, I mean, another thing we could do is use this stone curtain thing to create a bottleneck for them, kind of force them to come through it, you know, one at a time or two at a time or whatever it is. It seemed to be bludgeoning them a little bit on their way in anyway, so if we could lure them to here, maybe this is a good place to just start picking them off.
It looks like they're not sure where the fighting is. You see someone looking at the dead orc that just came flying through the rock beats, but they don't know where he was looking or how he got there. They think there must be some invisible person there attacking them, so they're not checking the walls, and they don't seem to notice that there's the rock beads. They don't actually know where you are.
Well, then maybe we can pivot strategies and drop some kel chops and go after the clockworks.
I think that's a good idea. Or we could call them here somehow, but I don't know how.
Well, if they're not noticing us, if they can't tell that these rocks that are stacked oddly are a wall that we've disappeared behind, then we might have some time to deal with them. I wonder, is it an unreasonable thing to put a vial or jar or whatever it comes in of alchemist fire down, one or two of those, and then lay my blanket of caltrops on top so that when they step on it, they burn?
You could probably have set up a tripwire if you have some string, and knowing Tia, she probably does.
That's true. I might have some string.
Just tie up some alchemist fire and have them fall on the ground if someone trips it.
Yeah, because I want some way, I don't have an alarm spell or anything to make an alarm, but if they start burning, I imagine they'll start screaming and then we'll know they're coming.
Turns out, when a grown half-orc or a grown orc or whatever steps on a caltrop, they're probably going to scream and cry like a little girl and be like, I got a boo-boo on my foot.
And they're like Legos. I suck.
Probably worse than Legos, and that's saying something.
So yeah, I mean, can I do that, Dungeon Master? Can I rig a tripwire with alchemist fire ready to drop and burn on top of the caltrops or near them?
Yeah, you can set up a trap if you want.
That's what I spend some time doing then, quietly, so as not to give away our location.
Yeah, Kaiser also peeks through with Arsenal.
Which room did we come from that had the mirror in it?
To the right.
To the right. Okay, yeah, so then we need to go down. So I want to set up my traps, and then we can, start carefully making our way down where that clockwork came from.
I'm not sure what ability you would use to set the traps. I would say go ahead and roll, a use device thing to see if you can set it up properly.
What is use device?
I am not sure. Isn't it, it's a dexterity check. It's thieves tools type thing.
Okay, thieves tools, I can do that. Oh, I rolled 17 on the die, and I add 5. So what is that, 22?
That'll be the perception they have to roll to see it, which means...
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, which means they're not going to see it. So yeah, you think you did an amazing job.
Pretty good at rigging my junk together.
Turns out you had a spider web instead of a string, and it's a very strong spider web. And so, you can't see it, and it still does the job.
Nice.
As a trap maker myself, very nice job, Tia.
I thought you were a paladin.
Well, I was working for Raby.
That's true.
Anybody remember?
He's a Hunger Games veteran.
I'm satisfied that we at least have slowed them down if they try to come that way. And they'll probably alert us that they're coming that way. But let's continue. Are you leading the way, Arsenal?
Apparently.
My perception is 16, by the way, passive.
This is a very large room.
When I drop my thing, I have difficulty grab. There we go. This room looks like a weapon.
This room is fairly loud. Like, you can see that there's debris everywhere. Some of it's shaking on the ground. Like, you can see, like, dust kind of being thrown up off from the ground, low, causing, like, a fog effect on the ground, you know what I mean? And the rocks are kind of shaking, but you can hear the spinning of gears, large gears and cogs beneath the floor.
What are the yellow things, torches?
Yep, and they are not just yellow. They're switching between, like, yellow and red. You get the impression that it must be part of, like, the alarm system.
Yeah, so all this clockwork stuff coming online.
The ceiling itself has, like, a almost like a window, but you think it's just, like, focused light. There's, like, a huge dome here.
Why can't we see it?
Because if I revealed it to you, you would see what's inside of the dome.
Well, is this part up here, like, a doorway in there, or is it not?
That right there looks like just something strange sitting on the floor, almost like a pressure plate.
And I investigate it and see if I could unpressure plate it.
If you want to.
Or maybe see what it's doing. I think that's like an 8, so probably not.
You can roll it again. Kaiser's helping.
That's a 15.
You don't think it's a trap, but you're not sure exactly what it's connected to. You think it's actually part of the control structure of this, whatever this is. And specifically, you think that's like a brake to a cog.
So if we were to put some sort of weight on it, it might disable what's going on down below?
It might do something.
Drag some orc corpse over. I don't know. That's risky, because maybe it might blow everybody up.
I should make mention that this right here looks like a broken control console.
So is there any particular direction where there seems to be more sound? Or is it just loud everywhere?
It's pretty uniform. It's coming from below you.
I guess I'm just gonna have to eat, meaty, mighty, mo, and go left, I guess. Anything interesting happening over here? Oh my, what is that?
You see a construct that's walking in your direction, and following it is a bunch of soldiers. And this construct, it looks, you're pretty sure, a huge energy beam that shoots out from its face. You've seen those devices, smaller ones, on some, like, war-level constructs in your history books. It has not seemed to notice you yet. It seems like it's just walking in your direction.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my longbow again, because I feel like I should maybe not get close. All those soldiers are like that, like, swarming it.
Yeah, it seems to be like a patrol.
Patrol. There's a chance. This could go badly. There's a chance that if we go the other way, don't let us see them, and just, like, keep going, stay out of their way. Like, maybe we can loop around and they don't notice. There's also a chance that there's another patrol this way, though, so... Oh, I've got Caesar with me.
Yep.
He's helping. Do we notice anything over this way?
So you walk past a door that was right here.
Oh, that's a door? It's just black, so I couldn't tell.
Oh.
There's also stairs over there. So, do we go in this door?
Yeah, there are stairs over here.
I want to peek and see what's up there.
You see a door at the top.
Mm-mm. So, which door? Which way do we go now? What do you think, Caesar? Down or up?
Fight!
Oh, dear. Did you see all those robots?
I'm a paladin.
Smite the foe. Doing my own patrol over here. Hopefully it's loud enough that I don't have to be too smoky. Oh dear, more stairs.
Do you need me to move you, Ricara?
More doors. Why can't she move herself?
No, I'm moving her. It's not showing that I'm moving her.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of is.
There are like doors and stairs that go everywhere.
There's also another door that goes into the dome here.
Did we lap the robots that are doing it? Because I'm hoping that they're going to go the other way, like, to where they were summoned. Although I suppose that could be bad, because then they'll find, like, their dead brother, a bunch of traps. Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of doors and stairs. Do we want to go into the dome, or do we want to see what's, like, externally? You know, into the dome is probably where we need to go, because we're looking for, like, the Guardian, right? But something tells me that the Guardian is going to summon all the littler ones when we get to them, so maybe we should dispatch the patrol. I don't know. How do you feel about dying today, y'all? Where'd the patrol go?
Uh-oh.
They moved.
Hopefully they're not following us.
Wonder if they did go up. They're just gone. Or they are following us. Like, we think that we're so sneaky and just, you know, picking their moment. Well, I don't know. We want to fight, or we want to go in the dome?
You can check out the dome.
This was a door in there, right? How does one open this door? Is it just simple, like, push it open? Or is it a thing where we have to unlock it somehow?
You open it pretty simply. However, there's another door.
This is frustrating. Why is this only makes sense when there's chickens involved?
All right, as you're opening that door, Arsenal, I'm pretty sure you can see that the patrol is coming up the hallway here.
Seems like Ricara should
move. And by the way, I'm trying to move Ricara, but it won't let me move her. There we go.
I keep seeing a pointer.
I don't know why. I don't have it. The pointer selected.
Are you right-clicking?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you might be right-clicking, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, when you right-click, it's the pointer when you're on the move thing.
Duly noted.
So that door seems locked, Tia. I'll let you guys do, like, have a round of move before combat starts here as they're coming around the corner here, in case you guys didn't want to engage.
Are we trying to just get in this door in the dome and leave them alone?
Ideally, probably.
I guess I should try to unlock it.
All right, that'll be your action.
19, all right. Assuming that's thieves' tools.
Yep.
Oh, goody. More hallways that go in multiple directions.
All right, roll a dexterity check.
Just like a dexterity save or just dexterity?
A save.
16.
All right. Some blades come straight out from the wall, spinning. It's terrible. You take 8, so 4 damage as you're hit by some rotating gears that come out. All right. Kaiser comes in, but avoids the gears.
So I can step past them?
Yep.
Is it possible to jump over them?
The ceiling is pretty low here.
Mm.
All right. He also jumps, or not jumps, but manages to dodge some of the damage. Oh, Kaiser's unconscious.
Oh, no.
you rolled 24 damage?
Oh, wait. You only take 6 damage because you made a save. He's like, ow, ow, ow. That hurt.
How much? He doesn't have a lot of hit points, does he?
No, he only has 12.
Can I roll an acrobatics to jump over?
11.
No, you can't really. I mean, I guess maybe you could wall walk over the gears or something. That might be something Arsenal can do, too.
What kind of check would that be?
That'd be acrobatics to push against the wall and hold yourself up and walk.
Huh.
Or athletics, maybe, too. I'm not sure. One of those two.
They generally are pretty interchangeable. Arsenal gets a 10.
If it's athletics...
I'll let you take half the damage.
If it's athletics, I rolled a 17. If it's acrobatics, I rolled a 19.
Okay. You avoid it as well. 5 damage for Arsenal. Okay, as you're in here now... you hear the doors close behind you.
Are those blades stationary, or are they, like, moving along the wall and coming after us?
They're stationary. You notice a door here now that you're, like, inspecting this thing right here, trying to figure out if they're moving or whatever. They keep, like, coming in and out a bit after, you know, you guys pass through here, but you see a door that just seems to go inside of whatever this device is.
It's like a control box or something. Can maybe disable them?
Yeah, maybe.
I want to peek in the door and see if there's some way to, like, jam them up.
You see a lever just right here.
One might surmise that pulling the lever stops the blades.
It's possible.
Can I do a check to try and figure that out?
Sure. You're pretty sure that's what it's for.
17 on the die, I agree. So I pull the lever.
All right, this control console starts to lower.
Does it reveal anything cool?
No, but the blades seem to retract and go down with the control console.
What sort of check do I need to be making to try to avoid more traps? Is it perception?
Probably.
So I'm peeking around this other corner, and my perception is 17, which is only slightly better than passive.
All right, you see another door here.
People are not friendly.
I'm going to assume that you open this up and turn this off too?
Yeah, I'm going to disable all the blades.
All right, you see a pressure plate on the ground right there.
Another one. Can it be disabled? I mean, I guess just don't step on it. So I'll point it out. This is a pressure plate.
All right, another perception check. Well, actually, you're going to make it, so.
Oh, wow. I rolled a 17 on the die, man. It was like 23. I see it so hard.
Yeah. I'm going to assume you see this thing, too, so.
I mean, at this point, I know what I'm looking for as far as those things go. Why so many? Seems like the power to run this place alone would not be worth it. This is another one.
That's the bottom door. You're pretty sure that, remember, there's 2 doors inside into here?
All right. I am curious what those pressure plates are for, but I see more blades to disable, so I might as well do that while I'm here.
And then you come to a much heavier door that has, like, let's say, like, those Fallout spins. Spinny thingies right here on the front of it. It's like a vault door, basically. And in that, it looks like a place for a key, possibly a gem.
Yeah, I should have checked the clockwork out there to see if it had anything cool. like a key or a gem. Oh, I bet you the big guy that we snuck away from has. Does there appear to be any other way to defeat this device? Like, can I shove some tools in there and pop it open?
I'm gonna kind of tinker with the door. Go ahead and roll your thieves' tools. And Arsenal, I can roll a history check.
Arsenal gets a 25 for history with a 20 on the die.
And Tia, what'd you get?
21.
So you see these gears on the map, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Those are connected to the machinery beneath you. They're locked pretty tight. You don't think you can just force this open by hand with thieves' tools or anything. Like, this door is connected to the machines downstairs. As for Arsenal's critted history check, you recognize some of the symbols on this door, like ancient dwarven, and you're pretty sure that whatever it is, the guardian probably threw this door. And it occurs to you that that's probably what powers the main area here, and most of the machines here is inside this door. And you would also remember that there is a like a control rod that you could use to open this. With that history check, you get enough. You get too much information, really.
So that control rod that they were trying on Arsenal that they handed to me because they were like, this is useless, whatever, you have it. Would that work here?
No, that's a magical control rod for like magical constructs. These are clockwork mechanical things. So it's a different build entirely. Where was I going? Okay, so this facility that's on top of this mountain controls like a power generation for the city below. And the guardian would be something that protects this facility. So it's like a Mordville was originally, or what did Arsenal call it? I had it written down.
Mastrak Altara.
Mastrak Altara was powered by solar power, essentially. There's a lot of mirrors and stuff that focus the sun's energy into beams, and that's how it powered all the forges and different stuff inside of the city itself. And this facility controlled that from the top of the mountain.
So disabling this guardian could potentially disable the city below?
Or give you control over it. Because there's a lot of stuff in the city below that's turned off.
Mm-hmm. We need to find whatever the key to this door is to get in there. We probably gotta go pick a fight with all the other clockworks wandering around, or I don't know. Where else would we find a key?
I'll be right back.
Okay, then.
I'll also, even though Arsenal's walked away, I'll also note that he would put together that this place has changed, quote unquote. There's dwarves that built it originally, but this place has been heavily modified since falling into Baindur's hands. So things probably don't work exactly the way he would expect they do. And he could see differences here and there.
Is there anything with my monk abilities that I could use here? Like religion or...
I'm trying to think. Like, is there something, some specific knowledge you're looking for? Because if you're asking, can I open this door or know what the key is? Probably not immediately. Not with just a dice roll, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, Arsenal is from this area and kind of from this time period, and he isn't sure what, you know, he would know that, for example, if you asked him directly, how would you open this before? It's like, well, the chief engineer would have the key to this, you know? Well, where's the chief engineer? Dead for 1,000 years, you know?
Gotcha.
Something that we kind of like, we just like dismissed out of hand was Mr. Pixie Cap over there went through a mirror, right? And he came back and we just kind of were like, well, that's cool. But I wonder, Mr. Pixie Cap, did you see anything on the other side of that mirror that might potentially be related to this door? Because maybe they're storing all their valuables, like, I don't know, in another realm or dimension or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking, I don't have it on here. Let me, because like I said, I changed everything. But give me a moment.
I'm just looking for any solution that isn't go pick a fight with all the clockworks.
He hands you a device.
Pulls it out of his new armor. Oh, gee, that device, huh?
I'm going to figure out where I can put it. I guess here.
Everything's blocked off. I can barely see anything, so good luck.
You have to zoom in really far to read it, but it's there.
Half of it's behind a wall. So he just pulls this out of his boot and holding out on us.
From behind his mask he's wearing now, his visor.
Guess I wasn't asking the right questions soon enough. So does anything happen when he pulls his device out? Like, with it being near the door, does it just helpfully, magically glow and show us this is where you stick this?
No.
That would have been too easy.
However, the spirit one is glowing yellow.
Interesting, because those lights are glowing yellow too. What happens if we push the yellow?
Another screen pops up. I don't have that written out here for the specific circumstances for the other session. Give me a moment.
You have to go retrieve the material from the other session stuff?
Yep. Mostly the text I had written down for it. So up pops orange, like just the color orange as a square, purple, and silver.
Okay, I don't know what to do with that. I mean, silver is good. That's like a valuable metal, right? Am I to surmise that I should push another option?
So you press silver first?
Well, I'm like, is that what I think I need to do here? Is, like, it looks like there are buttons that need to be pushed.
Yeah, it looks like it's some kind of input device.
So what do you guys think? Should I push silver or orange or purple?
Whichever color is your favorite.
I would say silver.
Okay, I guess I push silver.
All right. You hear like a low hum come from the device. I'm trying to find an actual picture of the device because I don't think Ricara has seen it before. Mm-hmm. Arsenal knows what it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
You push silver first. From here, remember you just had a device lower, right? After you pulled the lever.
Yeah.
It opens back up and you hear gears raising the platform again.
Oh, dear.
It is turned off, however. Its lights are off and is just sitting on the platform, standing on the platform as it rises up.
Well, if it continues to be inanimate, can I, like, look it over and see if it has, like, gems or anything on it that might fit in this door?
When you start to move into it, that spirit console starts blinking red.
Red seems bad. I don't think I'm smart enough to be in charge of the whole mountain here, y'all. I think I broke it.
So I think you still had orange, right?
Orange and purple, are they still up on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I push the... Well, this thing is orange, so maybe I should not push orange.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, because if you press orange, maybe that's exactly what you need to press. But if you don't, because that thing's orange, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to guess which color I need to push. I just want this door to open without that guy trying to fight me. Oh, maybe it's like a magic eight ball where you just, like, whisper into it. You're just like, what are the odds the door's going to open? And then you shake it.
All right. When you press orange, you see like a tube come from the top of this area and connect to the top of this clockwork soldier. And you see what looks like magical energy being put inside of it.
Oh, no.
As though it's like being refueled.
What does purple do?
Is that what you pushed?
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't decide between orange or purple. I was thinking not orange because they're orange. But I don't know.
If you didn't press purple, it didn't get refueled.
So far, I've only pushed silver, I think.
Okay, so none of that happened. Forget all of that information.
Yeah, I don't know. My gut was telling me to push purple because orange is the same as them. So I want to push purple.
Okay, well, then now that all happens. Like a little tube comes down and magical energy is being poured inside of it.
Okay, I don't know. Orange, then. It's the only one left.
All right, it's those gears that were here extend outward. Kaiser needs to make a dex save, maybe. I'll put him over here so he doesn't. And do you see, like, a device come and actually starts to remove its arms? Then other devices come up, and its arms are being replaced by tools.
I think it gave me the wrong artifact.
You're building a clockwork.
I just want to open a door.
Well, look. And then you look at its arms again, and it looks like torches and stuff. Like a welding torches, essentially.
So, like, he can crack the safe?
You think you might be building something that can cut through the metal here, yeah.
How do I tell it to open the door and not kill the cute little adventurers in front of it? Is there, like, a button that's, like, open? Eh, whatever. Let's watch it be built for a minute. See what happens.
Well, after it's done being built, three new symbols pop up. But these ones are circles. Isn't that exciting?
Obviously.
One of them is black.
So that one's a black.
One is green. And the third one is white.
So, like, green means go, maybe? I don't know.
These colors are alchemical. Black represents in alchemy, like, not alchemy, but, I can't think of the word.
Chemistry?
Chemistry? Yeah, it's like a chemistry / alchemical thing going on with these colors. So purple represents magic, enchantment. Orange probably represented fire or transformation, hence why the welding was put onto it. And silver represents metallic. So that's what seemed to have drawn the clockwork up. Black would represent shadow or necromancy. Green, you think, would represent nature, poison, or healing. Something to do with, you know, basically herb stuff. And then white would represent purify.
So had I done like a knowledge, insight, or wisdom, would this have helped?
No, not specifically, because this device, you have like no context to it. I still can't find a picture of the device.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that, like, because I was trying to, as all this was happening, I was trying to look through my skill set and see what I could do to, like, figure this out, but nothing seemed to make sense to it.
Yeah, I don't know how to connect, like, purify and stuff to, like, open a door. I mean, I guess there's also the conundrum of, I asked a mushroom to produce an artifact to open the door, and he, like, pulled this out of wherever he pulled it out of, and we don't actually even know that it's related.
Is this Kaiser? Is he the same Kaiser?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still me!
He leveled up a little, that's all. Or, like, learned some skills, I guess, and has, like, a glamour to make him look tough.
Because I just wasn't sure if with this device, if he was, like, from an alternate reality or something, you know? Or if he just came back from an alternate reality.
Yeah, I don't know. It was awful quick. He, like, disappeared and came back and he's all, you know, beeped up. I don't know. Does any of this make better sense to Arsenal and his knowledge of historically how places like this function?
To Arsenal, he crit his history check. This device he's handed you is, like, an engineering device. Hence why you're connected to this construct right here and rebuilding it. It's not like a sentient construct either. Not like Arsenal.
But does this look like something that could potentially open this door? Or are we, like, spending time on something completely unrelated?
You think it could open the door, but it would take a long time.
Don't press the black button, right?
I don't know. Necromancy seems like a risky thing to be dabbling in when you don't even know what effect you're achieving when you push the button. Yeah, I don't know. Is there some way that, like, I can control this thing once he's all done being built? Because if so, maybe we can take our new toy and, like, set it on the other guy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You can reprogram these things. Because they're not sentient, you can give it instructions. I don't think Arsenal was spent much time up in the engineering levels, so he might not know exactly how they work, but he's seen the device before and he knows, like, they could do that.
I guess me and my negative one intelligence are going to sit here for a minute and try to figure out if we could make these creatures, not creatures, but these constructs not hostile to us, like, unsound the alarm, maybe.
I can try to roll an intelligence.
Press.
Okay. So I got a 15, and I have, it's a plus zero, so it's straight 15.
So you mentioned disabling the alarm and stuff?
Yeah, like all those patrol guys that were after us before.
Yeah, Ricara, you think that the Purify would disable the alarm.
So that's what I tell Tia and Arsenal then, and Kaiser.
Not fight?
Well, I'm not sure it's a fight that we could win, so I think I should probably push the white one. That was the Purify one. That's what I'm going to do then. If that's, if I remember correctly, Purify was the white one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the alarm.
The alarm doesn't turn off, but you see that this clockwork, not see, you kind of hear it hum for a moment, and then the other symbols start glowing. The two other colors, they start, like, pulsing. So based on what Arsenal has told you and your understanding of these constructs, you're currently now programming it. And the first command you gave it was purify.
Well, look at us go.
Could we technically do that?
So you have black and green. Sorry?
Could we technically do that? Could we technically program this thing to work with us?
We're currently giving it instructions. As okay. For what purify means specifically within the context of a clockwork soldier, you're not sure. I should say sentry, not just a soldier.
Green means heal, but heal what? I still feel like necromancy is not a button we should play with, probably. I guess let's find out what heal does.
Okay, so you press green. Two more symbols show up. These ones are squares. One is cyan, basically. Water, ice, or air. It's the meaning of that. And red, which you believe would represent fire, blood, or passion, anger, life force, powerful magic, or dangerous entities.
Cyan sounds friendlier, but maybe it, like, will ruin them with water also, so I don't know. The red was what was powering it on at the same time, though. It was, like, magic influx. I don't know if it also means that when it's square, though. Was that other red square?
The first one?
Yeah.
I don't think there was red in the first one, was there?
I thought so. I thought that I pushed, or was it orange, maybe?
I think it was orange, yeah.
I thought you said there was another one that was magic and fire and so on, so.
Yeah, orange represents fire, energy, transformation.
The red is, like, fire and magic.
Blood, passion, anger. I mean, it could mean almost anything within that list.
Tricky. Cyan sounds safer. I guess let's try that.
All right, you press it and it comes online and it just stands there.
Doesn't look like it's trying to fight us.
No. On your device, those symbols go away, and it's back to the base ones, and the spirit one is glowing blue.
Blue mean open the door? That's the only thing that's glowing now?
The door one was the soapstone.
Oh, then why ain't I pressing that one? What happens if I push soapstone?
The clockwork walks up and shuts the door.
What door? The one he's inside of? Oh my god. Somebody else figured this out. I suck. My teenage clockwork is throwing a tantrum.
I got a -1 charisma. I don't know if that'll help.
He said it's not sentient, so I don't think we can, like, negotiate with it. I think we have to command it with this silly device.
Trying to negotiate with a teenager through the door, you know?
You're just like, I hate you. Leave me alone.
Kaiser presses it again, the soapstone thing, and the door opens up again.
Feeling better, are we? I don't know. This whole time, like, there's a keyhole that's gem-shaped, and none of this is making gems happen, so... Maybe I just need to find the gem that goes in it. What if this guy isn't, like, attacking us? Maybe the other patrols won't be either, which could potentially open us up to the possibility of being able to search the place more thoroughly for whatever's missing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah, I think that's what I want to try to do at this point, because I've been messing with this device for a while, and I got a cool clockwork going over here, but haven't achieved anything of my actual goal. Is his torch arm still being built?
No, they're on.
Oh, could I, like, command it to come out of its bedroom and work on the door somehow?
How do you think you would do with that?
I don't know. I mean, I somehow built a clockwork when I was trying to open a door, so don't ask me how these things are done.
It's like YouTube.
I fell down the rabbit hole, tinkering.
Like, you had one task you wanted to do, and then you just kept clicking next on the other videos. You're like, damn it, now I have an army of clockwork.
I wish that's how YouTube worked. Just keep watching the videos, and the stuff in the videos is being built in your bedroom behind you.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I think I want to look around, poke around this place some more and see if we can find what is supposed to be in this door, or see what happens to this device as we go around different places. Because maybe it's proximity. Oh, maybe that's what I'm doing now. Maybe I should stand here. I don't know.
It follows you there.
Oh, here, boy. There you go. Now I just gotta tell you to drill it or whatever. Torch it. Are there any buttons lit up on my thing?
No, but the soapstone's still there.
Yeah, whatever. I guess I... Oh, push the door one, because now he's standing in front of the right door.
You do?
Yeah.
The clockwork goes up to those gears on the side there, and it starts cleaning them.
Okay. He's polishing the door?
Removing rust from the cogs. Looks like it's like doing a repair on it.
A repair that could potentially make it open better?
Yeah, after a little bit, it goes over and starts messing with this thing for a minute. There, it opens the door.
Oh my gosh. Proximity was my problem this whole time. I was giving the commands in the wrong location. That didn't even occur to me until I walked past the door and I was like, wait, he's coming. Oh, now he's in front of the door. Because that's the thing, is I didn't know how to make him move. Turns out that I have to move. Oh my gosh, did he imprint on me? Is he my little duckling now?
Your own little Kaiser?
Yeah, I got an orange robot. I'm going to call him Wally.
How about Dory?
Sorry. Can we go in there, or is there not enough space next to this massive whatever it is?
No, you can go in there.
Like a whole entourage. But what is this new room? Who this?
That's an instruction crystal. As soon as Arsenal sees it, he knows that's... And it's a corrupted instruction crystal.
Like necromancy corrupted? Like somebody possibly pushed the black button?
Yeah, probably.
I thought there'd be a guardian in here this whole time. I was like, we're at the end. Just another puzzle. Is there a way to, like, use the purify?
Disable traps in the area.
It's like blue, maybe? I don't know. White, maybe?
Well, there is a purify symbol. So it's not a trap, but... Do you press it?
Well, you said it's corrupted.
Yeah, and yeah, like, Arsenal would realize that this thing is corrupted, yeah.
To, like, purify it, to uncorrupt it, was my thought.
Sure.
So I don't remember which one that is, but if I can find the purify symbol, see what happens if I do that. Just, you know, tinkering with the power of the entire city below. No biggie.
Well, when you press that, like a little ray of magical energy comes out of the device into the crystal. And you see the crystal starting to dim, and then it goes out. And then you hear, like, a loud bang from below you, and a lot of the motion and the rumbling starts to fade away.
Well, I either broke it or fixed it. Yes, we gotta find out. How's he doing?
Clockwork soldier? He seems to still be active.
Well, I choose to pretend that that means that I killed the big baddies down below and move on with my life.
So for Arsenal's knowledge of this area, now you're looking for something, another gem to replace that corrupted one, if you want to re-enable this place.
So we basically just like shut it down because it's corrupted and useless. I mean, it doesn't seem like a bad thing to shut them.
Is there a way to make it like not corruptible? Like to re-energize it?
That would be what the next gem would be for.
Oh, gotcha.
Or a replacement gem. You got to find some in the spare room, basically.
So hopefully you've shut down the automatic defenses enough to be able to look around here and figure out how to bring this back online and find that guardian. Oh, wait, the gem isn't the guardian, is it? Like one of those like Wizard of Oz situations where we think we're after a big construct, but it turns out to just be a little wizard gem in a room.
I think I described it where Arsenal would know that inside that room was basically the Guardian, right? Well, that's a control crystal that probably controls the Guardian.
Oh, so the Guardian might be what shut down below. I gotcha. Yeah, we can pause for next time. I was just trying to collect my thoughts of like what we're even in the middle of doing. Yeah, we probably should figure out what happened when I turned the gem off and Caesar needs to fight something.
Okay.
Has to fill his daily quota.